My name is Kristen Jacobson. My pronouns are she, her, and I am the director of Grants for the Arts for the City and County of San Francisco. I actually need to stop and just like look around the room for a minute and just take you all in. I'm so excited you're here. This is like my favorite day of the year. I have learned in my tenure that my enthusiasm and energy is very much appreciated, but so is ending on time. So we are getting started right away and moving right through all of our information for you. First, we want to take care of a few housekeeping items and some grounding for today's event. All right, when you came in today, hopefully somebody mentioned it to you or you saw it on the tables. We have a prompt for you. We've invited you to find a seat at a table that resonates most with your work or your organization's purpose in the San Francisco arts ecosystem. We know that many of you wear many, many, many hats. So you might connect with many of these roles, but if you could just try to pick one, and hopefully you're seeing that now on your centerpiece. You'll notice that we didn't use traditional roles like executive director or development director. We didn't group the tables by discipline or neighborhood or budget size. Those all really matter, and we know that they define your work. But today, we know that your work is so much bigger than that. And so your work is bigger than any job, title, or category. So instead, we're offering six roles, six ways of showing up that help expand our collective imagination. So we've offered you makers, dreamers, story keepers, bridge builders, innovators, and healers. So if you haven't already done so, feel free to move around, find your table, get comfortable, or move at any point during our time together. All right, before we go much further, we want to take a moment to ground ourselves in place. Oh, I forgot I have to move my slides. Thanks for your patience. Okay, we want to ground ourselves in place. Gatherings like this are not just about the work that we do. It's about recognizing the history and the stewardship of the land we're on and the responsibilities that come with that recognition. With that, it's my honor to invite Angel C. Fabian to join us. Angel is the executive director of Bay Area American Indian Two-Spirits and a GFTA grantee partner. Angel, known ceremonially as Butterfly of Light, is a Two-Spirit, queer, Beniza, Zapotecs, Chicanx, cultural bearer, and seasoned social service leader with over 25 years of experience. Their lived experience, professional expertise, and deep connection to their indigenous communities guide their work to uplift and advocate for diverse communities. Please join me in welcoming Angel.
Padyush, Padyush. Patiush, Nedila, Angel Constantino Fabian Vera, Nedila, Tlawas Papalot. Good afternoon. My name is Angel, Angel, or Tlawis. I use he, she, they pronouns. My people are Benza, or Beniza, also known as Zapotec, from the high mountains of Oaxaca. We are known to ourselves as people of the clouds, because that's our origin story. I have the great privilege, honor, and responsibility of being the executive director of BAITS, the Bay Area American Indian Two-Spirits. We have been around for 26 years, 23 of those years, solely volunteer run, unheard of in a city like San Francisco. And before that, there was Gay American Indians that were established in 1974, right after the American Indian movement that took over Alcatraz Island. So we have a deep, deep history of community here in the San Francisco Bay Area. I was asked to ground us in prayer because sometimes when we do land acknowledgements, they may be a little performative. So if that is the case, please change that, because you can. We know that there are active Indigenous, American Indian, Native American, First Nations organizations here in the city, including having a state-recognized American Indian Cultural District. If you do not know, please find out and contribute and be a good neighbor and a good steward of the lands that we all get to enjoy. So if you allow me, if you could stand, please. If you're able to, thank you. First and foremost, when we do any type of acknowledgement of the space, we ask for permission, and we bring offerings to that permission. And so I am holding tobacco, and I'm placing tobacco, asking for permission of the peoples of this land, the Ramatush Shaloni, that still live, work, play, and thrive in this city, and are wanting to reclaim land. So if you have those connections, give land back to the Ramatush, because we get to enjoy it. And I also ask for permission because they are allowing me to continue in my own spiritual tradition, which is Mexica, which is the one that we have most access to in Mesoamerica. So when we do honorings of the space, we ask for permission and open directions. Because we're limited in time, we're only gonna ask permission to the direction of the east. So if you allow me to guide you to this beautiful picture of our powwow, come to our powwow in February over at Fort Mason Center. It's free, open to the public. Just come in a good way. And so in the direction of the east, we acknowledge Quetzalcoatl. We acknowledge Tlahuistlampa. We acknowledge the sacred energy, the sacred masculine energy. And no, not that toxic energy, but the one that nurtures, the one that holds, the one that gives, the one that's loving and caring. And this is also the direction of new beginnings. It's the start of a new day. As we move forward in these troubling times, as funding cuts come our way, as war ravages around us, let us continue not giving up hope and asking for this direction every morning. And if you join me turning fully around in the towards the left and coming back to facing me, because we're not going to do all the directions, unfortunately, because of time constraints. But know that we have each other, and one of the last directions that we acknowledge is each other. So look around the room. Look around the room. Catch someone's eyes, because that is the strength and that is the energy that we need to be reliant upon to be able to continue the good work that we do out in community. Thank you very much for the invitation, and we look forward to the rest of the event. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Angel. Let me put this back. All right, thank you. That was beautiful. Thank you. All right, we are going to be taking photos and recordings today, and we want to make sure that you know we have our friends from SFGov TV here. This is being live streamed at the moment, so it's accessible to everyone. Also being recorded. We'll talk about that in a moment. If you'd prefer to not be photographed or recorded, please just add a red dot to your name tag today. And we will let any of our GFTA team members know, and we will make sure to respect your preference. So please take good care in that. All right, a few other housekeeping items. There's no scheduled breaks, but we have a lot of fun surprises in store for you. Listen to your body and what you need. Please feel free to take space as you need it. We have refreshments in the back. I hope you've treated yourself to those. We have restrooms both downstairs and across the bridge. Please silence any devices or put them on vibrate, or feel free to step out if you need to. And then, of course, the Wi-Fi information if you need it. I'll leave that on for a second. All right, at GFTA, we are committed to continuous improvement in accessibility and inclusion. Our efforts today include complimentary masks and communal hand sanitizer when you walked in, hosting this event at an ADA venue. Thank you so much, Asian Art Museum. Yes, let's give them a warm round of applause because they are awesome. Their team, I feel so cared for. We have our wonderful ASL interpreters today from Bilingva. We are also, as I mentioned, live streaming this. You'll be able to access this recording early next week. And then if you know anyone who could not attend today or if you need to leave early, we're going to have a virtual gathering on May 6th. The exact same content will be presented at that. So you don't have to come. You're welcome to. If you just want to hang out with us online, you're welcome to do that. But please spread the word and please invite folks that couldn't make it today to our May 6th gathering online. All right. Also, we learned last year, we want to make sure we're really clear about how you can engage with us and ask questions about things that you're hearing today. So we created three really clear ramps to do that. The first one is this QR code. You'll see it on the table. You'll see it here. We'll have it on our slides throughout the afternoon. If you have a question or comment or an idea, please feel free to submit it through the QR code. This lets us collect everything in one place and share responses with everyone. Also, we will be having specific application workshops where we'll be going deep into detail about our new RFP, which we're sharing more about today. Those dates aren't released yet. They'll be released as soon as we release the RFP, but make sure you stay tuned and definitely attend those workshops where we'll go into further detail. And then finally, hopefully you've felt this over the last almost two years, connect with us in person. We will be available up front and around for the last 10 minutes of the gathering today to just connect with you. So please feel free to approach us, connect with us, talk with us. We'd love to hear from you. A quick reminder here, though, we can't answer specific questions about our RFP. So if you have those, please submit them via the QR code, and we'll make sure that everybody receives those at the same time to make sure things are fair for everyone. So if you have general questions or you have an event coming up that you want to let us know about, please share all of that information. All right, let's get to the fun stuff, right? Okay, so I keep saying that I feel really strongly that we don't have convenings and gatherings about art without art. So we have performances for you today, and who better to feature than our grantee partners? This afternoon, Circus Bella is going to kick us off. Let's give them a warm round of applause. Circus Bella is San Francisco's own one-ring circus. Since 2008, Circus Bella has been producing and presenting circus arts entertainment accessible to all audiences. In the summer, they present free shows in parks and open spaces throughout the Bay Area, and in the winter, you can find them at putting up a big top tent at the Crossing at East Cut. They delight in showing audiences what people can do in ways they haven't seen before. Audiences are bedazzled, lifted up, and can join in the celebration of the heart and soul of the circus, community, joy, and achieving the impossible. Circus Bella brings a diverse and unique company representing talents from all corners of the world and different backgrounds, perspectives, and special artistic gifts. They feature aerialists, acrobats, foot jugglers, clowns, and more, all perform to original music written and performed by their live six-piece band. And now it is my joy and honor to welcome Circus Bella.
Hello, hello, can you hear me? Welcome to Circus Bella. My name is Abigail, and I am thrilled to be your host. We are so honored to be representing San Francisco artists today, and a big thank you to San Francisco Grants for the Arts for having us here. So we're just going to present a few excerpts from our upcoming show, Aha. And now, presenting Shape Sublime in three-quarter time, welcome to the ring, Elise Hing. Once again, Elise Hing. I want to take a moment and introduce the members of the Circus Bella All-Star Trio. On keyboard, Katie Steffen. On tuba, Jonathan Cyberlick. And on drums, Michael Pinkham. So I'm going to ask a few questions as we get set up for our next act. How many people have seen Circus Bella before? How many people are seeing Circus Bella for the first time today? Welcome. And you can sign up for our mailing list, www.circusbella.org, and you can find out about all our upcoming shows. All right. Our next act gets out of bed every morning and does the impossible, sharing his unique love of the circus arts wherever he goes, Ori Quesada.
Thank you.
Thank you all so much. We'll see you in the parks this summer.
Let's hear it for Circus Bella. I didn't realize this when we scheduled them, but I think we just gave you an illustration of what it's like to run a nonprofit arts organization, right? Like the balancing, right? It is my distinct honor to get us started today, to invite someone up who understands deeply that really intricate balance and who understands the importance of this work and the work that you do and has shown steady support for San Francisco's arts and culture community. Please join me in giving a warm welcome to Mayor Daniel Lurie.
Good afternoon. Oh, really? Okay, good.
There we go.
Okay. All right. We know that building. Thank you. Thank you for having me. Kristen, you are doing an incredible job. We really appreciate all of your work. Now, you all know this, but I'm going to say it anyway. This city is home of the Summer of Love, the Beat Generation, Ruth Asawa, Jerry Garcia, Maya Angelou, and Robin Williams. The city has long served as a hub for creativity and inspiration. These artists, these movements, and moments have shaped the perception of our city on the world stage and made San Francisco a vibrant place to call home. But that story didn't stop there. It's being written right now by all of you in this room and across every neighborhood in this city. Today, arts and culture continue to drive San Francisco's recovery, making us a world-class destination, and it gives our city our soul. When our artists thrive, our neighborhoods thrive, and when our cultural institutions are strong, our entire city feels it. And I know it has not been easy. Affordability and other headwinds continue to be a real challenge for so many in this community, and I am acutely aware of that. Now, I just came back from visiting Shanghai and Seoul, and we talked about this for a year and a half. When we were going to make our first trip, it was going to be to Asia, and it was going to be around arts and culture, because I believe it is something that we can control, and it is so incredibly important to the success of our city. In China and South Korea, we successfully strengthened and deepened ties with their arts institutions so we can create more opportunities for our institutions and our artists. We signed, it was a action-packed trip, it was 5 days, but we signed 8 MOUs on that trip, and I look forward to building on that momentum for our city and with all of you. And part of building on that momentum is making sure that back home at City Hall, we're delivering for the arts as effectively as possible. Now, I would like to take this opportunity to speak about the city's arts departments, grants for the Arts Commission, and the Film Commission. You all know this. They're all being brought under one umbrella so that we can be more strategic in getting dollars out the door. And importantly, be more effective in how we are supporting all of you. This alignment will help us better coordinate and support and ensure that we are maximizing our impact across the entire arts ecosystem. I'm excited that we have just named and appointed Matthew Godot to lead this effort. Matthew knows that San Francisco's artists and cultural organizations bring energy and excitement to our city, and that they deserve a government that gives them the tools to succeed. He has been part of this community for years, and he has served in both large cultural institutions and small, and in every role he has had, Matthew has gone to bat for these organizations, as well as for artists, workers, and visitors to keep them going. I have full faith that he will be their champion and your champion in city government. And as we bring together these city arts departments, Matthew will rely on the experience and ideas of the artists, cultural workers, agency staff, and communities across this city to strengthen the creative sector and build on the work this community has been doing for years. Everywhere I went on this trip to Asia, I told people about San Francisco's recovery. And I really told them about our incredible arts community. Our city is a hub for this region, and we are a leader for the United States. And as we continue to rebuild and reimagine our downtown and our neighborhoods, the arts are going to be at the center of the story that we all tell, and I can assure you it'll be at the center of the story that I continue to tell. I want to once again thank you again, Director Kristen Jacobson. Your work has been phenomenal, and everyone in this room, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for your efforts, your tirelessness in promoting our city, promoting the most important community that we have, our arts and culture community. And I look forward to partnering with you all for years to come. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mayor Leary, for your presence today and for your continued leadership in lifting up San Francisco's arts and culture community. Today is about grounding ourselves in that shared purpose that Mayor Leary mentioned and the continuing conversation that we have all been having together over the past couple years. It's about sustainability, equity, and strengthening the cultural fabric of the city. Thank you all for taking the time to be here today. It is truly humbling to have you in the space together. Your leadership, Mayor Lurie's leadership, strengthens not only our local ecosystem, but also our collective voice at both the state and the national level. And right now, that voice is really essential in assuring strong statewide presence for the arts. Californians for the Arts, make that transition, is a comprehensive and multidisciplinary advocacy organization focused on building resources and public awareness of the value and impact of arts and culture and creativity across California. Representing them today is Ted Russell, program consultant lead, a strategist with over 30 years of experience in arts advocacy, philanthropy, and nonprofit leadership. For nearly 2 years, Ted has been with the organization, building their grassroots arts advocacy program, bringing a deep commitment to an equitable creative ecosystem here in the Bay Area and across the state. Please join me in giving a warm welcome to Ted Russell.
Okay, some people still like me, even though I'm not a funder anymore. That's a good sign. My name is Ted Russell. I just want to thank Kristen for her leadership in bringing all of us together. And I deeply appreciate this community, which you all know. And if you don't, I want you to hear it from me. Equity is so important. The artists, the organizations of San Francisco have been so important for me for the last 32 years. It attracted me to this area, and that's why I've stayed in the Bay, just the incredible, incredible field we have here. I also want to thank Mayor Lurie not only for his remarks, but for a remarkable hire. I personally know Matthew Godeau, feel that he's a person who not only understands the ecosystem, but he really gets culture and organizations, and he's the kind of person we want in City Hall to represent our interests. So I'm really excited about that hire. But I think the main thing I want to talk about is just our community and what we have to offer. I'm with California for the Arts now. For 8 years, I worked with the Kenneth Rainin Foundation, and for 10, almost 11 years, I worked with the James Irvine Foundation, funding arts across the state. And I think a big point I want to share that I don't often share is having crisscross the state to see arts organizations, to make grants, to read applications from everywhere, but also see the arts. I want it to be really clear that the organizations, arts and culture groups in San Francisco are the unquestioned leaders of this incredible state full of arts, culture, and creativity. And I just want you to know how important it is, having had the base of support you've had, that advocacy is what we do to maintain that. So I just want to, you know, share that if you think about all the art forms, dance, performance, circus, drag, music, opera, visual arts, literary arts, we just have so many incredible leaders. And sometimes we take for granted the sophistication that the leadership has in your pursuit of supporting the arts. So San Francisco represents a standard that the entire state can look to. And I just will briefly mention, since I work with an arts advocacy organization, California for the Arts, we just had pre-conferences, our California State Summit and Arts Advocacy Day, how important, once again, that work is, advocating for yourself. But I think the most important thing we do is we advocate in coalition, right? So I look at the tables, and to me, those represent many coalitions waiting to happen if you're not already connected with each other. So I'll just share really incredibly briefly the story of the Performing Arts Equitable Payroll Fund, because it was the San Francisco groups that took the leadership when the $11.5 million the state had promised to fund this payroll fund after AB 5. When that money was proposed to be cut by the governor, San Francisco stepped up first. The organizations rallied. It was heard loud and clear. It really helped that you all helped form a champion in Matt Haney, who championed us in Sacramento, and how important, once again, that advocacy work was to support Haney so that assembly members and senators knew that that money had to come back to the table. So not only did we get that $11.5 million distributed, but we're asking for much more this year. We want your help, but I just wanted to offer some proof, not just to your importance and how I see you all across the state and how I stand with you, but how important it is for you to stand together. I'm really proud just to be in the room and be part of the community, and really excited about this day. So thank you all for coming together, and thank you for a couple minutes of your time.
Thank you so much, Ted, and to Mayor Lurie. It's an honor to follow both of their example and their leadership and dedication to the sector. I was actually in Sacramento and got to spend a little extra time with Ted, and I saw many of you there. In my role, I had the privilege and the honor of representing the city and county of San Francisco. And let me just get real for a minute. It stopped me in my tracks. I felt incredibly proud to be there on behalf of this community. Being in that space reminded me just how much San Francisco leads from the front, not only in our cultural vibrancy and our world-class arts sector, which everyone in this room helps sustain, but in the fundamental belief that arts and culture are central to civic life. You see that belief reflected in our long-standing civic investment across our city agencies, investment that is really rare when we look across the field, deeply intentional and sustained over decades. I know we are all aligned on this very simple fact, that arts are not optional. I'm going to say that again. The arts are not optional, right? They are a powerful line of defense against erasure, essential to representation and belonging, especially when some of our communities are actively under attack. This is the foundation of any truly diverse cultural hub, which you'll see in our text on the tables there. When we invest in the arts, we're defending the right of every community to be visible, to be heard, and to thrive. As we move into sharing more about our GFTA request for proposal for a new 2-year grant term that's going to take us through 2028 for general operating support, I'm excited about it. I want to pause again and just tell you how thankful I am to be part of this community and how proud I am of the evolution that you're going to see in our offering. These changes that we're offering today, they're not abstract. They're rooted in your feedback and in our conversations that we had with you, your lived experience, and your willingness to tell us both what's working well and what needs to shift. This RFP reflects real listening, and it reflects our shared belief that when community voices shape public investment, our programs become stronger, more relevant, and more equitable. And I want to be clear, this is just the start. You're going to hear a lot about different changes that are happening, and I'm sure we're going to have a lot of conversation over the next months and years. We're making thoughtful and intentional improvements to GFTA this term, and we're also focused on long-term sustainability for our cultural community. So while you'll see some important shifts, you'll also see a commitment to uplifting what works and keeping things steady even when we navigate broader structural change, which we'll address later in our presentation today too. What I can tell you is that I have a lot of hope for the future of arts and culture in San Francisco. You have advocates and careful stewards at GFTA and at the Arts Commission and across the city. We're excited to walk you through what's new and why it matters at GFTA. I can't thank you enough for being here. Thank you for your partnership, and thank you for the work you show up for every single day. Can you please give yourselves a warm round of applause? Okay, that's enough from me. So very quickly, I want to introduce my lean, mean team. They're incredible. I'm very thankful to work alongside them. We have Amy Chow, our Senior Program Officer, Sarah Simon, Program Officer, Lorraine Kawili-Tee, Operations and Program Officer, Brianna Barton-Shaw, our 2026 Willie Brown Fellow, and Brianna, yes, let's give her a warm round of applause. Brianna joins us after our 2025 Willie Brown Fellow, Rayshon Jones Jr., who many of you, I think, had the privilege of meeting this last year. We are thrilled to work with both of them. I'm really so grateful to work with this team. I also want to acknowledge our SF Fellows, Sydney Azzarello, Jamie Griffith, and Jolie Pierre-Louis. Additionally, I'd like to thank our volunteers from the City Administrator's Office, the Arts Commission, and other city departments that are making sure you all feel cared for today. With that, I'd like to introduce our Operations and Program Officer, Lorraine Kawili-Tee, to take us into the presentation. Please put your hands together.
Hi, everyone. Thank you for being here. Thank you again, Kristen. It's already been a rich start to the day. We've been energized by Circus Bella, their artistic welcome, as well as some wonderful remarks from Mayor Lurie and Ted Russell. Thank you again for your partnership. Now we're ready to dive into what's next. We're not going to spend too much time on this slide. We ask that you just, you know, take a moment to review the agenda quietly on your own. I'm actually just going to fly through some slides here, just in honor of your time for today. We have our desired outcomes of what we're hoping to accomplish together today, which you can also find in your agenda, as well as some community agreements so that we can show up for one another today and to continue our work together for the present and the future. And with that, I'd like to take us into our formal presentation. So we are going to get started with just diving into deepening our shared understanding with some shared celebrations. Again, we want to really thank you all for your time and care in your grantee reporting. We were able to analyze all of your data and collectively to share this impact report. Again, we'll begin with some celebrations. So based on the data that you reported to us, you all reported a 5% increase in attendance during this period. Woohoo! All right. And collectively, you employ 45% of your staff from right here, from San Francisco, really demonstrating your deep commitment to our local workforce. Collectively, you hire 52% of your artists for your programming right here in San Francisco, again, demonstrating your investment and commitment to our local workforce and ecosystem. And finally, your contributions to our local economy rose 11% from the previous fiscal year to the current period. Based on your data, you collectively contributed over $900 million to our local economy. Woo! All right. Okay, and diving more celebrations for our community. So some of you may have heard or may know of SMU Data Arts. They measure arts vibrancy by combining data from nonprofit arts organizations like yourselves with community characteristics. By linking organizations to their local context, they identify factors that influence their health and sustainability. The report that you can see here, it includes ecosystem-level variables that affect financial, operational, and attendance outcomes. Vibrancy is assessed using 13 data-driven measures of supply, demand, and public support, adjusted for cost of living and population size. So what does that mean for us? So for 2025, we're happy to share that SMU Data Arts ranked our community, the San Francisco San Mateo Redwood City, number 2 for arts and vibrancy. It is actually one of the only 17 10-year veteran communities recognized by SMU Data Arts for appearing in every ranking since 2015. All right. Again, thank you all so much for your work and continued dedication to our community. And with that, I would like to invite my colleague, Amy Chow, to continue our conversation.
Hi, everyone. Thank you so much, Lorraine, for sharing the celebrations. I'm going to readjust this. I'm a petite person. All right, so I'm here to share some collective realities we learned from your mid-cycle reports. So thank you so much for turning them in a timely manner. More than 40% of you express experiencing a deficit due to federal and city funding cuts, as well as unanticipated rising labor and production costs. 36% of you reported making staffing adjustments, and 100% of you reported making efforts to diversify your revenue-generating efforts. Your data shows you are all doing more with less. In fact, attendance, as Lorraine has mentioned, grew 5% despite your lean revenue. As you all know, this is not a healthy model, and here's why. You probably know why. Organizations often rely on lean, underpaid staff, which replicate historic injustices. Organizations tend to lower spending on marketing and fundraising capacities, which limits revenue growth potential. As we all know, volunteer labor and in-kind space are never free. They take time to find and must be made to work. Systems for data collection, analysis, and reporting may be inadequate, undermining an organization's fundraising efforts and fiscal management. According to the Grant Makers in the Arts, policies limiting overhead coverage greatly exacerbate these challenges, which is why Grants for the Arts' consistent general operating support is essential to the investment in infrastructure and human capacities. I want to take a moment to share about GFTA's grant making and the city's investment in arts and culture. From the state level, GFTA and SFAC are grant making up to $25 million annually, while the state of California invests $24 million. As mentioned in the earlier celebrations, the arts and culture sector creates jobs, activates the economy, and enhances our cultural identity. As Ted mentioned earlier, California for the Arts is advocating for the California Arts Council's budget to increase to $50 million. To the right, there are a few ways to advocate for civic investment in the arts and cultural district. All right, let's zoom out even further. So where do we stand nationally? This map shows the varied cultural giving based on population size across the United States. San Francisco outpaced other cities across the nation, even though some cities have larger populations, such as LA. Seattle has a similar population size and a much smaller granting budget. Washington, D.C., on the other hand, gives more with a smaller population. I do want to note that this captures GFTA and SFAC grant making. This doesn't include OEWD, MOCHD, and other incredible initiatives happening in the city. All right, I'm going to take you down memory lane here. Since the passage of Proposition E in 2018, 1.5% of the city's 14% hotel tax has been dedicated to supporting the arts. GFTA receives the largest share of this funding, as you can see at the top right there, which underscores the city's deep commitment to nurturing a thriving arts and culture sector. This funding is vital not just for the organization we support, but also for the broader impact on San Francisco's vibrancy and recovery. It's a powerful example of how public investment directly fuels creativity, community, and economic resilience. This is an overview of our grant history since 2018. I'll take you a moment to digest all those bars. In 2022, GFTA had a dip in its granting budget, right there in the middle, you can see that, due to the pandemic, which was backfilled by the mayor's office at the time. Since then, the granting budget has been stagnant as the hotel tax revenue continues to recover from the pandemic. I'm sure you are all wondering what the granting budget is now and what it will be in the future. We are hopeful to increase, our baseline grants. We are building in ways to be responsive to community need, which you will see in the upcoming RFP. Hotel tax projections show a modest increase, so that's good news, yay! Grants for the Arts is committed to advocating for an increase in arts and culture investment, so long the hotel tax revenue supports it. In FY26, GFTA awards almost approximately $14.1 million to 263 grantee partners. About 76% went to arts programming, 20% went to parades and festivals, and 3% went to art services. Oh, look, another very attractive bar graph. There'll be more visuals after this. I personally think this is a fun slide where the numbers really showcase Grants for the Arts commitments. This is our full awarded organizations, over 260 organizations, and the graph breaks down by organization budget sizes that GFTA serves. As you can see, most of the portfolio serves many, small, and mid-size organizations. I'll dig a little deeper in the next slide. Our grants reach organizations of all sizes. In the pie chart to your right, it shows that 73% of our grants support organizations with mini, small, or mid-sized budgets, all under $5 million. That's right, 73%. Only 11 organizations have budgets more than $15 million. We believe sustaining the arts means supporting everything from new voices to legacy institutions. Grants for the Arts investment reaches far and wide within our 7x7 city. We're always trying to understand where the dollars go and the neighborhoods you're reaching. From your reimbursements, we learned that GFTA funds went toward three primary uses: people, which includes salaries and compensation, programs, and places, which include rent and mortgage. Well, that's a wrap about the money talk. I'd like to now hand it off to my colleague, Sarah, our program officer.
Hi. I'm Sarah Simon, Program Officer at Grants for the Arts. Thank you for the money talk, Amy. Really great to see all the meaningful impact that our community is having both here in San Francisco and beyond. The question now is, where do we go from here? And how will GFTA continue to sustain and strengthen its support for the arts in our city? For the next few minutes, I'll walk us through some of the strategic shifts we're making at GFTA and how our new strategic framework will be reflected in our upcoming RFP. Our team spent much of 2025 listening through kitchen table talks, input sessions, surveys, and stakeholder meetings. We heard our community, you, your vision for the future of arts funding in San Francisco. From those conversations and feedback, we shaped a new strategic framework for GFTA with the goal to refresh our commitment and grant-making strategies to be responsive to our community's needs. Our refreshed commitment underscores three key goals. I'm going to dig into the underlined words here for a second. Committing to promoting San Francisco means committing to strengthening San Francisco's standing as a vibrant, globally recognized center for arts and culture for both residents and visitors by uplifting the city's nonprofit arts and culture organizations. When we talk about San Francisco as a diverse cultural hub, we're talking about supporting organizations across artistic disciplines, neighborhoods, community affiliations, stages of development, and budget sizes to foster a dynamic and inclusive arts ecosystem. And committing to sustained general operating support means continuing to provide general operating grants with multi-year terms, ensuring ongoing, stable funding that enables arts organizations to plan, grow, and adapt with confidence. Our new strategic framework also includes three funding priorities realigned with community need and city priorities. We will make grants to partners who inspire visits and advance economic impact. These organizations attract audiences, boost tourism, create jobs, and energize neighborhoods through performances, festivals, and activations. We will make grants to partners who enhance our cultural identity. These are organizations that preserve, celebrate, and evolve the city's diverse traditions, histories, and artistic expressions, fostering belonging, connection, and pride. We will make grants to partners who invest in our arts ecosystem. These are organizations that support San Francisco artists and arts organizations through capacity building, ensuring the longevity and vitality of the city's cultural community. You'll see our commitment and fundraising priorities directly reflected in GFTA's upcoming RFP. You'll also see several strategic changes, again, informed by our conversations with you. Among these changes, we are building a broader, community-informed definition of impact. We recognize that impact isn't just about dollars or visitors, but also about how the arts bring people together, spark belonging, and strengthen our communities. We'll have updated general operating support grant types, reflecting San Francisco as a diverse cultural hub. We'll expand the metrics we use to measure impact, expanding beyond ROI-driven metrics to indicators of cultural, social, and civic value. And we'll offer two one-time supplemental grants for urgent community needs, addressing funding loss and capital improvement needs. All right, here is a sneak peek at GFTA's new general operating support grant types and their primary metrics. These should look familiar to you. As you can see, while all three grant types support San Francisco's arts and culture sector, each one advances a distinct funding priority reflected in its primary metric. For example, the Invest in Our Arts Ecosystem grant type weighs long-term public benefit most heavily. Our aim in refreshing these grant types is to create both opportunity and accountability, offering applicants multiple ways to demonstrate impact in clear alignment with GFTA's funding priorities. Let's take a closer look at how metrics differ across these grant types. So each application is evaluated across key criteria, with colors here representing different categories, and each is made up of several questions. So all applications are evaluated on public benefit, economic impact, and operational and fiscal accountability. And then the Enhance Our Cultural Identity grant type also evaluates cultural stewardship and civic partnership, which you can see in dark blue. As you can see, metrics are weighed quite differently across grant types. And the goal here is to directly align questions with their weight and the intended outcomes of each grant type. This is very different from what we've done for the past few years. Beyond our general operating support grants and subject to available funds, GFTA will also offer two one-time supplemental grants to FY27 grantee partners facing urgent conditions. The Voluntary Arts Contribution Fund grant is for capital improvements and equipment that strengthen organizational stability and protect creative space. The Arts Sector Response Grant is for grantee partners who experienced significant government funding loss recently due to changes in policy direction or programmatic alignment. These supplemental grants are only available to current FY26 grantee partners, that's all of you, who are also awarded funds for FY27. And we are prioritizing organizations with operating budgets under $5 million. Okay, here's our grant review process. We're committed to a transparent and equitable grant review process, and we've updated our review approach to reflect these values. Award decisions for the 2026 to 2028 RFP will be made using a three-phase review process. First is an eligibility screening. We review all applications to make sure they meet the minimum requirements. Those that don't meet these are deemed ineligible and applicants are notified. Second is application review and scoring. This is the main phase. So independent reviewers, not GFTA staff, score applications using a standard rubric, and then our team conducts a quality check before developing a recommended funding list. Each application will be reviewed by a pod of at least two reviewers, and the final application score will be an average of all reviewer scores. Third is a supplemental grant review. So for eligible applicants, supplemental requests are reviewed using a pass or no pass approach, and only those with unanimous approval move forward. This is just a bird's eye view, but the process will be fully outlined in detail in the RFP, and we'll go into it in more depth during our application workshops as well. All right, here's a snapshot of where we are in the RFP timeline. We are still putting the finishing touches on the new RFP, but plan to release it in mid to late May. Please remember that this year, for the first time, all current grantees are required to submit a final report before you are eligible to apply for this next round of GFTA funding. So this is your reminder to get those reports in ASAP, please. The application will be open from mid or late May to the end of July. During that time, our staff will host a number of application workshops and technical assistance sessions to help applicants navigate the process. Our independent reviewers will spend the rest of the summer scoring applications. Then once we have our FY27 budget, we'll work on grant allocations and notify everyone with final decisions in September. Applicants who are not awarded a grant will have 15 days to file an appeal if there was an error in or violation of the published review process. All right, that wraps things up for me. I'll pass it back to Kristen to take it from here. Thanks.
Thanks, Sarah. All right, we're almost through.
So as you can see, GFTA, we've been focused on improvement in everything that we do. I hope you can feel that. It's responsive to your feedback. Of course, that sentiment is aligned with the structural shifts at the city right now and the city's arts agencies. As you know, the city aims to better support San Francisco's arts and culture ecosystem through a more unified approach for administration and grant support. Announced just on Monday, Matthew Godeau will lead this new department as the first ever Executive Director of Arts and Culture in San Francisco, and I am so thrilled that we are going to get to partner and collaborate with Matthew in this way. As many of you know, he led Grants for the Arts at one time, so we have had many conversations over my time here, and I think he's a great pick, and we're so excited to welcome him. Beginning in July, GFTA, San Francisco Arts Commission, and the Film Commission will officially be under one umbrella. And this is intended to better serve the incredible arts and culture institutions, film and media industry, and creative professionals of San Francisco. We are already working and collaborating together on a number of fronts. We will be really excited to share more about these initiatives in coming months. But what you can expect from us during this transition time is continuing our work together, strengthening systems and tools like the review process Sarah talked about or our application process, deepening community engagement through convenings and connections like this, and then providing ongoing grantee support. We will continue to keep you all connected and informed as changes and shifts as they unfold. Just please stay tuned and reach out to us with questions. From a GFTA perspective, this is how we've been operating through this transition. We've been staying grounded in what matters most. Over the last year especially, we have worked to protect and advocate for general operating support because it is the backbone of our vibrant cultural ecosystem. We've also been intentionally building trust and transparency, communicating more clearly, being accountable for our decisions, and showing up consistently, like today, so our actions match our commitments. And we focus on reducing harm in our processes to make the system more equitable and accessible for everyone. Throughout, we've stayed aligned and collaborative with our city partners and the community to move this work forward together.
Well, hello, everybody. I am so pleased to see you all. Today is Denim Day. You're like, what? I don't know if you know what Denim Day is, but it is actually a day to bring awareness to and support to survivors of sexual violence. And to bring awareness that what you wear has nothing to do with consent. And this actually came about because in 1992, there was a Supreme Court ruling in Italy where they had overturned essentially a case, and the ruling or the explanation for that overturning was that the person who was the survivor consented because of the tight jeans that she wore. So the legislature there created a movement where they all wore jeans to protest that ruling, and it sparked an international day to just remember the importance of believing survivors, to listen, and to remember that consent is never assumed, right? And so I apologize that I'm wearing something that you probably wouldn't be expecting me to wear, but it really is in solidarity with people who we know have suffered and for too long have been silent. So thank you in advance for supporting folks. Today, Kristen just asked me to stop by and just to say a few remarks. I know this is like that towards the end of the session that you've had here today in building community with each other. And I just want you to know that it is very, very bittersweet for me for Grants for the Arts to leave the portfolio that is the city administrator's office. In our space, one of the things that we have recognized is how important it is to continue to support the operations of many of our grantees, many of you who continue to keep the lights on and do the programming that uplifts so much of our community voices, sometimes in ways that aren't always available to people. And it is an incredibly important mission to continue to uphold and to continue to do. I see Ani here, she's nodding her head because she understands exactly what we mean here. And It is always easy to support the thing that is bright and new and shiny, but it's always the thing that is the underlying operational pieces that people forget is just as important to make sure that the organizations continue to move forward with your mission. So I just want to tell you that the purpose of Grants for the Arts to create the stable fund to support our arts ecosystem is something that is very dear to my heart, because you need it in order to make sure that San Francisco continues to serve and lead in this space. And I am so proud of all of the work that you do in all of the communities, large and small, because the voices that you uplift, the stories that you're able to tell, the art and the inspirations, what is in people's heart that you allow to come out through performance and arts and paintings and murals, all of these things tell the incredibly rich story of San Francisco. And I just want to thank you for that. It is not without... it's not something that we don't recognize as to what brings San Francisco's value forward. And in you leaving the city administrator's office, I hope that you know that you are never going to be far away from our heart and that we will continue to support all of you and the work that you do in many, many different ways. We will continue to have intersections, and I thank you in advance for all of your work. And really, all I came to say was a big thank you for all of your work and for your continued investment in uplifting San Francisco's culture and history. Thank you.
Thank you, Carmen, so much. It means a lot to us to have you here. All right, we made it. We're at the end, and we have a big treat in store for you. You definitely get a treat for sticking around. I also want to just remind you, we have the QR codes. I'll scroll through the slides in just a moment. So if you have questions, submit a question. It's also on your table. Find us after the performance in a moment. But I want to just say thank you so much for being here. I'll be back up to give you one more thank you. But first, I'll introduce my colleague, Sarah Simon, back to the stage to introduce our next special guest. Let's give her a warm welcome.
There they are. Our closing performers are a true testament to the enduring spirit, cultural legacy, and joyful vitality of San Francisco's arts community. Founded in 2003 by four former Chinatown nightclub dancers, the Grant Avenue Follies aim to preserve the vibrant history of San Francisco's Chinatown nightclubs while supporting local nonprofits. Originally motivated by doctor's orders to stay active, the dancers rediscovered the joy and freedom of performance, reconnecting with their cultural roots. Their lively shows inspire audiences with the message that retirement doesn't mean staying in pajamas all day. Life and dance can continue to be full of energy and fun. And now, it is my pleasure to introduce the Grant Avenue Follies.
Welcome to the Forbidden City Dinner Show. The chef is here to cook for you. The girls are here to entertain you. But right now, I need all of you to search your handbags and pockets. You have your wallet? Okay, we're all set. We go back in time to the good old time. We mumbo, jambo, rambo, and scramble so everyone gets the best kind of combo. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. While you wait in line, you can do the jive. Come in, you delightful people. Check out the menu, it's nice and new. This, and that. Roast duck is flying off the rack. Mai Tai cherry moon of Singapore slang to go with your dim sum, all of it yum yum. Well now, let's pop the cork. Can't handle the chopsticks, you can use a fork. Dine in, take out, we're made to order. No need to think, just give us a ring. Saucy meatballs, kinky stir fries. I think we can all agree, everything's free, that means no MSG. Deep-fried hot wings, long-life noodles, Sichuan peppers, Funan chili. I do admire your tongues are on fire. One, two, three, four, five, mambo to the combo. Come in, you delightful people. Check out the menu, it's nice and new. This, this, this and that. Roast duck is flying off the rack. Mai Tai, cherry moon and Singapore sling to go with your dim sum. All of it, yum, yum. Well now, let's pop the cork. Can't handle the chopsticks, you can use the fork. Oh, I hear a big commotion. Someone with a reputation is at the door. We gonna let her in. Horns! Here comes Miss Patty, dancing since 1953 and still dancing tonight.
Dancers may be on the floor, yeah, but my eyes will see only you. Only you have that magic technique. When we sway, I go weak.
I go so weak.
I can hear the sound of violins long before it begins. Make me thrill as only you know how. So play me smooth, sway. answers may be on the floor. Yeah, but my eyes will see only you. Only you have that magic technique. When we sway, I go weak. I go weak. I can hear the sound of violins long before it begins. Then you feel as only you know how. Sway me smooth, sway me.
We grow up with the sky mode, so it comes down hard and makes your bottom pink. But your brain opens up and you start to think what's right, what's wrong, and what really stinks. Knowledge doesn't generate automatically from your little pea brain. The elders are your teachers, the elders are your guys. When you mess with them, you're committing suicide. Wise guy, wise guy, wise guy.
你截到去扑街了你跟住我条街无数装山细要好叻仔跟住我条街无数我是你个婆我是你个妈跟住我条街无数
the violence, drop the hate. Be smart and cool, don't take the bait. Working yourself into such a state. Your manner towards a senior is most irate. Who's the virus that perpetuates the hate? His mouthpiece is warped and his tongue is forked. When you listen long enough, he'll make you hawk. Would you rather be a dog or would you bark?
Da da da, da da da.
showing, warning, raising, forging a better you, you in the messy boo-hoo. Showing, warning, raising, forging, bring good to the hood, you'll sleep better too.
Let's hear it for the Grand Avenue Follies! So, in coming into grant making, my hope was always thinking about that cultural workers need retirement. I still believe that. But now my new hope is that I can move like that in retirement. That's my new hope for all of us. So, I'm going to take this off. Okay. We've made it. We've come to the end, I think. We're going to have some free space here. So you can get up, move around, take what's left of the snacks. Please ask questions, submit through the QR code. You know where to find us. Thank you. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you for your partnership and your collaboration. And I hope you see the changes represented in our new strategic focus. I hope that you appreciate being able to hear from city leaders in real time and real space, and we want to do more of that. So thankful for you, and have a great day.